Hey, 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 my people in the podcast world, how are you? It is Key on Key Speaks Loud. I know it's been a minute since I've recorded, and I am so sorry for the wait. I'm so sorry for the delay. But you know what? I am here today. So let's jump right in. Today, I want to talk about peace. What is peace? How do you maintain your peace? If you don't have peace, what do you need to get it? If we define peace, some may say a feeling of being safe. Some may say being protected. Some may even say having serenity and tranquility. There are so many things a person could do to maintain or get peace. One thing is to take a ride away from the city. Turn off the radio. Just listen to yourself from the inside out. And what I mean by that is take some time to reevaluate what it is that is not bringing the peace upon your life. A big one for me personally is acceptance. I find the need to always want to be accepted by my friends, my family, my coworkers, just anyone that I come across in life. And this can be very crucial to your peace of mind. You have to be able to accept the things that may go wrong, but change the way you see it afterwards. Meaning, don't spiral out of control with it. Take a breath, move past it. Figure out where you went wrong with that aspect of the idea or the thing that was there to disrupt your peace. The next thing I would say is, being true to you. We tend to behave the way we feel. Meaning, if you are upset, you will treat people with an attitude or be more aggressive. Being true to yourself, knowing that, okay, this time I failed, but next time I can do better. And if you fail again, if at any chance that you improved on whatever it was that you failed at, that should be something that allows you to have some form of peace, some form of tranquility, because not only did you fail one time and you did not let it tear you down, but you tried again and you improved and you allowed yourself to still be at peace. Another thing you can do is have goals, and they don't have to have anything to do with money or work. Just having something that you set aside for yourself. They can be goals of things like only get upset once this week. And if you're only going to get upset once this week, that means picking and choosing what you allow to control you. Meaning, you're the boss at work. Someone shows up late. If that is your one for the week and it's only Monday, that means you can't allow anything else to break your peace. At that moment, what do? How do you deter from allowing that situation to interrupt your peaceful being? I think goals give us a purpose, and it also gives us some form of direction. And with those goals, it allows you to live in the now. You can't change the past, and in some aspects, you can't predict the future, but you can control the now. And I'm going to say that again. You can't control the past, and in some aspects, you can't predict the future, but you can control the now. And by controlling the now, that means live in it. Live in the moment. Live right in it. Live what is going on in your life right now. The last thing I would say is let it go. There will be some things that you can't control. I'm going to say it again. Let it go. When things happen and you can't fix them, let it go. Know when to take a loss and push through it and then let it go. When you learn to let things go, greater things will happen. But that's for another discussion, in which we will have, about letting things go. Again, you can't control those things. So don't feel guilty about letting it go. It's your life and you only have one of them. Living with guilt can put pressure on you, and sometimes not in a positive way. It can make you start to relive the things that broke your peace, the things that broke your tranquility, and that guilt can consume you and take you out of a positive place. Sometimes not being in a positive place can make your life continue to spiral and spiral and spiral out of control. But it's up to you to find your peace. You cannot leave your peace up to someone else. You control that. Only you. No one else can control the way you react to certain situations. And if those situations continue to happen and they disrupt your peace, you gotta let it go. As I come to an end of this podcast, I want to tell you all, I encourage the attitude of gratitude. Focus on the positive things in your life. Be grateful for life. It may not be what you feel you are supposed to have, but guess what? You do. Push yourself to adjust and adapt. Push yourself to find your inner peace. Push yourself to find your tranquility. This is Key Speaks Loud, and I thank you all so much for listening. Again, I say that I know you guys have been waiting on this podcast, and I am so happy to be back in a space to where I will be recording on a regular. Make sure to email me with your topics at keekeesunny@gmail.com. That's KikiSunny@gmail.com. I would love to discuss some of the topics that you all email me. And again, focus on your peace. And I'm going to say peace and blessings. I'm out.